Welcome to another episode of A CMSO, Beating the Odds. What are the silent battles you face every day? Whether you admit this or not, we're all fighting battles of one kind or another at this time in our lives. Are you dealing with issues in your family, workplace stresses, illnesses, or financial problems? Some of these battles are lived out in the open. On the other hand, many of us are dealing with battles of the mind. Depression, loneliness, quitting habits that are not lifting us up, but rather tearing us down. Do we spend what we don't have? Do we harbor envy and jealousy? Never take someone else's struggle for granted. We're not all given the same cross to bear. The key is to be kind and supportive, because life can change in a wink. Never judge anyone, as you really cannot wear someone else's shoe, even if it fits. Allow people to move through their experiences and to process them as they see fit. Sitting on the fence is also not an option. You're not here to enjoy the view. While you're on the fence, ask yourself, is there anything, something I can do to support someone else as they encounter challenges? Do you remember Dandy Shandy? Not there, gwe! As you leap in the sky to dodge another ball. Then suddenly the ball rains you in. You are unable to escape its sting. And just like that, you are no longer in the ring. So it is with this life. The challenges we face are not forever. The key when you go through challenges, because they will come, is to take comfort in the fact that they are temporary and God is working all things in your favor. The battle within your mind is as real as any sickness or an empty purse. Never be casual in your response to someone who expresses loneliness or depression. You're not different. You just have a different challenge. Pray for people and support them in whatever way you can. In Jamaica, it is easy to earn a name. If you sell mangoes, you're called Mango Man. If you sell cake or any other delight, naturally you earn the name from your wares. You can even be named because of your gender, boy or galley. The point I'm making is, while it is done in love, we should practice to affix titles that will build up, not tear others down. The next time you meet someone going through a storm, call them a victor, not a victim. A defeater, not defeated. Pray for your family and friends to have a sound mind. Pray for your friends and family to receive strength to deal with their struggles. Prayer is real and it's free. I remember not having a school bag to take my books to school. I remember not having lunch money at times. Despite this, I still finish high school. In fact, let me tell you a story here. My mom gave me just bus fare for one leg of the trip to school. The plan was for me to meet my stepfather at noon for him to give me lunch money and bus fare to get home. I remember going to my guidance counselor and letting her know I needed permission to meet with my stepdad. I also told her that I had to do this, as I had no bus fare for me to get home. Despite me pouring out my heart to this teacher, she decided she was not going to allow me to leave the school premises. Sometimes people will think they really know your story. Sometimes too, people will judge you when they really don't know you. Well, to get to the end of the story, a good friend showed me a hole in the fence. That day I managed to get a good lunch and my trip home on the bus was paid for. Things really do work out. Things really does come to an end. Keep the faith. Look back at times and draw strength from your past experiences. Reflect on the fact that you overcame and move forward with hope that the battle you're facing is temporary. You can do it. You will get through it. I'm reminded of the verse of this song by Fahrenheit. In spite of it all, I'm still standing. If you're still standing today, despite your struggles, be thankful. This can be very hard when you're facing the odds. But if you choose to live with gratitude, you live with hope. You know the same God you trusted with your past problems will get you through this present one. Treasure people who make you laugh. They're the only ones who will lighten your load. I have a brother who is always laughing. You could be having the worst possible day, yet here he was laughing at your experience. Here is someone who has learned that things will change. And so if you trust God, there's no need to worry. I remember reaching over to pick berries on my way home from school. Little did I know the bush had grown tall, but that there was a sharp drop beyond the bushes. As I leaned over and grabbed the berries, my feet gave way. I fell through the bush and over the embankment. I could feel the prickles from the berry plant piercing my face and my lips. More so, I could hear the dogs barking in the distance. My friends stood laughing as I clambered up the steep embankment. I was still clutching the berries in my hand, knapsack on my back, and shoes torn and uniform covered in dirt. I admit this was quite a picture, yet here she was laughing. Then she proceeded to help me remove the prickles from my skin and the dirt from my face. She took her white handkerchief out and wiped my face. I still held on to the berries through all this. There was no way I was letting go after this ordeal. In life, learn to laugh at your failures. Laugh at the trivial stuff and laugh at disappointments. Laugh because you know God is in control and there's nothing good that He will withhold from you. So while the odds come, never forget, never doubt that you will get through them. So here's how to go about beating the odds. Be aware of the problem you're experiencing. E, each and every day, pray about it. A, acknowledge the past behaviors that created the situation. T. Trust that everything will work out according to God's timing. I. In everything be thankful. N. Never give up. G. Give to others, including your time and attention, even though you have your own struggles. T. Time is everything. H, have faith and live with hope. E, every day you're alive is a gift. It's a chance to try again. O, open your mind to new opportunities and new beginnings. D, depend on God alone. D, develop an attitude of praise. S, speak favor over your life. Every day you get up, speak favor, blessings, happiness, peace, wisdom, health, and joy over yourself, your family, and friends. Never give up. Never doubt. Be content with what you have and where you're at while you work for what you want. Here's a song that popped up in my head. The will of God will never take you where the grace of God will never lead you. Nothing where the devil making of this life should ever please you. Wake up and live your life because of God alone will lead you. Elementary. Until next time, I see him so you go overcome. Walk good. Blessings.